With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The economic calendar is slowly returning to normal after the partial government shutdown delayed or canceled the release of certain economic data earlier this year. This week brings the minutes of the Federal Reserve's first meeting of the year in January. Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney says she'll also be keeping an eye on some other economic indicators.
I'll be paying attention to the January existing home sales data, given that home sales were weak throughout much of 2018.
And Sarah Cheney joins us in just a moment with a preview of this week's economic calendar. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. The U.S. and China continue talks in Washington this week as they work toward a trade agreement. Last week's talks in Beijing focused on intellectual property rights, cyber theft, currency, and other issues, according to a statement from the White House. Both sides are working toward a framework agreement, or a memorandum of understanding, that can be finalized by President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Amazon's abrupt about-face last week on plans to build a second headquarters in New York could lead to more scrutiny of incentive packages offered to big companies. Foxconn and General Electric have also made similar pivots in recent weeks. Amazon's reversal has prompted legislative efforts in New York, including calling on other states not to provide any subsidies that are company-specific. State and local officials in New York had offered Amazon up to $3 billion in incentives to build in the city. Cellular and internet providers in Europe are sticking up for China's Huawei amid a U.S. campaign to get its allies to abandon the world's largest telecom equipment maker. Carrier executives say the Chinese company offers better equipment and often has lower prices. Banning the company, they say, could delay efforts in Europe and Asia to roll out 5G, the next generation of wireless technology. Huawei has been under more scrutiny lately. U.S. officials warn that Beijing could use Huawei equipment to spy or disrupt communications. The company has denied those allegations. Still to come, we'll run down this week's economic calendar. This week, the Federal Reserve releases the minutes from its first meeting of 2019. And despite a holiday-shortened week, the economic calendar is getting back to normal after the government shutdown earlier this year delayed or canceled the release of some economic indicators. Joining us now from Washington with a preview of this week's calendar is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney. Sarah, let's start with the Fed minutes, which we'll see on Wednesday. For the Fed's first meeting of the year, investors were looking for more clues about the path ahead now that the central bank has backed off of more rate increases, at least for the time being. What will you be looking for in the minutes?
In the January Fed policy statement, officials said that they would take a patient approach in evaluating interest rate increases given global economic and financial developments as well as muted inflation. And this is sort of a theme that's been playing out since the start of the year. Officials have been using the term patient to signal that they are likely to refrain from raising rates until they get a better grip on whether slowing global growth and financial market volatility have changed the U.S. economic outlook. And so the minutes should offer some clues on how officials judged economic risks like slowing global growth. We'll get some more details on that. And the minutes could also illustrate how Fed officials are sort of tackling plans with the balance sheet runoff that began in 2017.
Sarah, we also have some housing data out this week, the housing market index on Tuesday and existing home sales out on Thursday. The data seems to suggest we're maybe coming up on a turning point in the market as we approach the spring selling season. And you and I have spoken before about how the housing sector has been a weak spot for the economy.
Right. The National Association of Realtors releases the January existing home sales data, and home sales throughout much of last year were weak, which was really surprising given the strength of the economy. We had a low unemployment rate and just a really strong consumer, which would seem to indicate that the demand is there, but there are lots of different factors that kind of held down home sales last year. And in December, home sales fell to their weakest level since 2015. And a lot of this was because of stock market volatility, uncertainty with the government shutdown, and rising interest rates, which pushed up mortgage rates in November to their highest level in 7 years. So basically, we're going into the spring selling season, which is a really important time for the housing market, and things are not looking too good.
Okay, and turning to the latter half of the week, we'll hear from several Fed officials with various speaking engagements, mostly on Friday. Those could also give us some clues heading into the Fed's next meeting. Thursday also brings data on durable goods orders, and that's an important measure of business spending.
Right. So we have December durable goods numbers coming out, and in November we saw that demand for these long-lasting goods like refrigerators produced by U.S. factories rose, but that was largely because of increased demand for aircrafts. But this underlying gauge of business investment, in the report, the line item is called New Orders for Non-Defense Capital Goods Excluding Aircraft.
Kind of a mouthful.
A long phrase there to get through. But it fell, and it's, you know, been falling, which is sort of surprising given that the tax cut was designed to spur business investment. And we also saw in recent GDP numbers some weakness in business investment. So that will be an important number to keep your eye on in the coming report.
All right, plenty to look out for this week. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney joining us from Washington with a preview of the economic news this week. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Yeah, of course.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.